Welcome to Tardi Machanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rena Foreman, and today we'll be studying Perek Yud Aleph, Chapter 11 in Kohelet. We're nearing the end of the Sefer. Our last Perek, Perek Yud, Chapter 10, ended on a note of caution. Remember those closing words? Gam b'mada'acha melech al tekalel. Even in your thoughts, don't curse the king. Be careful. Even in your bedroom, little birdies might hear. Watch your words. Guard yourself. The Perek was all about navigating a fragile world where fools end up with power and one misstep can ruin everything. And now, in our Perek, Perek Yud Aleph, we open with something completely different. Shalach lachmecha al pnei hamayim. Cast your bread upon the waters. Ki v'rov hayamim timtzeenu. For after many days, you'll find it. Cast your bread on the waters? That's the opposite of being careful. That's being generous, open-handed, maybe even reckless. If you throw bread into water, you'd expect it to sink, to dissolve, to be wasted. But Shlomo says, do it anyway. Keep a rov hayamim timtzeenu. After many days, somehow you'll find it again. This is about generosity, random acts of kindness, being good to people without calculating whether they can help you back. Just putting goodness out into the world. And Rashi gives a beautiful example. Think about Yitro. He saw Moshe help his daughters at the well. He didn't know who the stranger was, but what did he do? He invited him in. He gave him bread, pure hospitality, no strings attached. And what happened? That stranger became his son-in-law. That stranger became the leader who would bring Yitro into Hashem's tent. The kindness came back in ways Yitro could never have imagined. So here's the tension. Perek Yud said, be careful, be defensive, guard yourself in this fragile world. Perek Yud Aleph comes to tell us, be generous, throw your bread out there, trust that goodness creates its own cycle. And the next pasuk, pasuk bet, adds another layer. Ten chalek l'shiv'a v'gam l'shmona. Give a portion to seven, even to eight. Ki lo teida ma'i yara'a la'aretz. For you do not know what evil will come upon the earth. Notice the shift. The first pasuk was about pure generosity. Just be good. Throw your bread on the waters. This pasuk is more calculated. Diversify your kindness. Be generous to seven people, even eight. Why? Ki lo teida ma'i yara'a la'aretz, because you don't know what trouble is coming. This is, I guess I would call it, strategic generosity. You're spreading your investments and relationships because you don't know who you're going to need. You don't know where help will come from when disaster strikes. So help many people. Be good to seven, even eight. Cast a wide net. Think about what Shlomo just did. Pasuk Aleph was pure, open-hearted generosity. Pasuk Bet is calculated, almost Machiavellian generosity. And what's interesting is he's not saying one is right and the other's wrong. He's saying you need both. There are times to just throw bread on the water with no thought of return, and there are times to diversify your giving because you're aware of future uncertainty. And both are valid responses to living in an unpredictable world. And now Shlomo gives us two images, and they seem random at first. Clouds and rain, a falling tree. Im yimalu ha'avim geshem al ha'aretz yariku. If the clouds are full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. V'im yipol etz b'darom, and if a tree falls to the south or the north, makom shipol ha'etz sham yehu. In the place where the tree falls, there it will lie. At first glance, this seems to be about inevitability. Clouds rain when they're full. Trees fall where they fall. Nature follows its course. But there's something deeper here. Look at the contrast between the clouds and the tree. Clouds are generous. When they're full of rain, they don't hoard it. Ala aretz yariku, they pour it upon the earth. And what happens? The rain goes into the ground, evaporates back up, forms clouds again, rains again. It's a cycle. The clouds give. And in giving, they participate in something larger than themselves. But the tree, a tree falls. Makom shipol ha'etz sham yehu. Wherever it falls, there it lies. Years later, you come back, the dead tree is still there, unchanged, static, alone. It doesn't give anything. It's not part of a cycle. This is the metaphor Shlomo was building. You can be like the rain, giving, flowing, part of a cycle that enriches everything, or you can be like a fallen tree, isolated, static, unchanging, giving nothing. In a fragile world, be the rain. Now, here's another way uncertainty can affect us. We've been talking about how uncertainty should push us toward action, toward generosity, toward building relationships. But uncertainty can have the opposite effect. It can freeze us. Shomer ruach lo yizra, one who watches the wind, will not sow. Ve'ra'ev ve'avim lo yiktzor, and one who looks at the clouds will not reap. If you're waiting for the perfect wind before you plant, you'll never plant. If you're watching the clouds, trying to time the perfect weather for harvest, you'll never harvest. Perfection doesn't exist in an uncertain world. And if you wait for perfect conditions, you'll spend your whole life waiting. So Shlomo is giving us both sides. Yes, uncertainty is real. Yes, you need to be strategic. But don't let uncertainty freeze you into inaction. Don't spend so much time analyzing conditions that you never actually do anything. This is crucial. Some people use uncertainty as a reason to act. I don't know what's coming, so I'd better build relationships now. Other people use uncertainty as a reason to freeze. I don't know if this is the right time, so I'll wait a bit longer. Shlomo is saying, be the first kind of person. Act despite uncertainty, not because of it and not paralyzed by it. And continuing on, Kashir in Chayodea Madera Haruch, Ka'atzamim Bevetin Hamalea, Kacha Lote Dat Masa Elokim, Asher Yaseh Tekol. Just as you don't know the path of the wind or how the bones form in a womb of a pregnant woman, so you also don't know the works of Hashem, who makes everything. So here's the philosophical grounding. You might think, if only I knew more, if only I understood the wind patterns, if only I had better information, then I could act with confidence. But Shlomo says, there are mysteries built into existence. You don't know derech haruach, the path of the wind. You don't know how bones form kevetin hamale'ah in a pregnant womb. These are fundamental mysteries. And if you can't understand even those natural processes, how can you expect to understand ma'asah ha'alokim, the work of Hashem, how he runs the world? The answer is you can't, and that's okay. Uncertainty isn't a bug in the system. It's a feature. It's baked into human existence. So stop waiting to understand everything. You never will, but act anyway. But boker zra etzarecha. In the morning, sow your seed. V'la erev al tanach yadecha. And in the evening, don't withhold your hand. Ki incha yodea eze yachshar. For you don't know which will prosper. Hazeh ozeh. Whether this or that, v'im shehem kechad tovim, or whether both alike will be good. This is practical wisdom building on everything we've said. Don't just plant once and stop, but book is ratz arecha, plant in the morning, v'la erev al tanach yadecha, and in the evening, don't stop. Because you don't know which effort will succeed. Maybe the morning planting will work, maybe the evening, maybe both. But if you only try once, you're limiting your chances. This applies to everything, generosity, give to many people, efforts, try multiple approaches, relationships, invest in many connections, because you don't know where success will come from. Keep acting, keep trying, keep planting. Umatoka or betov leinayim lirot et hashemesh. Sweet is the light, and it is good for the eyes to see the sun. After all this talk and uncertainty and action, Shlomo pauses for something simple and beautiful. Light is sweet. Seeing the sun is good. There's pleasure in simple things. But he doesn't stop there. Ki im shanim harpe yachya ha'adam. If a person lives many years, bechulam yismach. Let him rejoice in them all. V'yiskor et yemei ha'choshech. But let him remember the days of darkness. Ki harpe yiyu kol shebahevel. Because there'll be many days of darkness, all that comes in Hevel. So here's the balance. Yes, rejoice, enjoy all the your years. V'yizkor yemei ha'choshech, but remember the days of darkness, they're coming, there'll be many. the days of darkness, this is death, the grave, the time when light ends. So why remember them? Not to be morbid, not to ruin the joy, but because remembering mortality actually helps you appreciate life. When you know something is temporary, you value it more. When you know the light won't last forever, you savor it while it's there. And this connects to everything we've been saying about uncertainty. If you think life should last forever, death becomes terrifying. If you think joy should be permanent, its fleeting nature becomes unbearable. But if you accept that everything is hevel, temporary, like vapor, then you can actually enjoy it more fully. It's like the road less traveled says, life is hard, and once you accept that life is hard, it's not hard anymore. Once you accept that life is temporary, its temporariness stops being a source of anxiety. And continuing Pesukim Tet and Yud, 9 and 10. Smach b'chor b'yaldutecha. Rejoice in your youth. V'tiv chalibecha, and follow your heart. B'mei b'chorotecha, in the days of your youth. V'alech b'darkei libecha, and follow your heart. Follow what your eyes see. B'mar'ayinecha, live fully. V'da ki al kol eile yaviyacha halukim b'mishpat. But know that Hashem will bring you into judgment for all these things. So it's not a carte blanche. It's not do whatever you want with no consequences. It's enjoy life, but within moral boundaries. Don't rejoice in ways that hurt people. Don't let your joy become destructive. There's accountability. Your actions matter. Even as you embrace life's pleasures, remember that there's a framework of values you need to honor. V'aser kas milibecha v'haavir ra'a mibzarecha ki yaldut v'hashacharut hevel. So remove kas from your heart and put away ra'a from your flesh, because youth and vigor are hevel. Don't let negativity consume you. Put away ra'a from your flesh. Don't use your physical vitality to cause harm. Why? Ki yaldut v'hashacharut hevel. Because youth and vigor are temporary. They won't last. So use them well while you have them. Don't waste them on anger. Don't waste them on causing harm. The consciousness that youth is fleeting shouldn't make you sad. It should make you value it. It should help you use those vibrant years wisely and joyfully. So this parak, Parak Yud Aleph, is about how to act in an uncertain world. And Shlomo gives us a multifaceted approach. First, don't let uncertainty make you defensive and closed. Be generous. Cast your bread on the waters, but also be strategic, diversify, build relationships with 7 or 8 people, because you don't know where help will come from. And don't let uncertainty freeze you. Don't wait for perfect conditions. They don't exist. If you watch the wind in the clouds forever, you'll never plant for harvest. Accept that you'll never have complete information. Act anyway. And third, remember that uncertainty is baked into life. You don't know the path of the wind. You don't know how bones form in the womb. That's just how existence works. So stop demanding certainty before you act. Plant in the morning, plant in the evening, and trust that something will grow. And, of course, accept life's temporariness. Light is sweet, enjoy it. But remember, the days of darkness are coming. That consciousness shouldn't paralyze you with fear. It should help you appreciate the light more fully while you have it. And finally, live with both joy and accountability. Rejoice in youth, follow your heart, but do it knowing that your actions have moral weight, that Hashem will bring you into judgment. Remove anger and harm from your life, because youth is fleeting and you don't want to waste it. The parak is saying, yes, life is uncertain. Yes, it's fragile. Yes, it ends. But none of that means you should withdraw into defensive caution. It means you should act generously, persistently, joyfully, but also wisely and morally. Be like the rain that creates cycles of blessing. Don't be like the fallen tree that just lies there, static and alone. Keep planting morning and evening. Enjoy the light while it shines. And walk through this uncertain, temporary life with your head held high, acting with both generosity and wisdom. Today's study is dedicated by Helen and Moshe Sassover in memory of their beloved father and grandfather, Ted Ordon, Mordechai Ben Ephraim, and Miriam Golda, in commemoration of his 10th Yahrzeit. His family is forever grateful for his devotion to family, vision, courage, and optimism. May the merit of our collective learning elevate his neshama and bring unity and peace to Klal Yisrael. Thank you for the opportunity to study together.